So let's say you have a very big talus, and so what you did is you folded it, right? You folded it, and then now it's usable, so now I want to put tzitzis on it as folded. So the Machaber said you can't do that. And the reason is because since you only folded it, that's all you did, so it's going to be unfolded, and then where are the tzitzis? They're not in the corner, they're floating in the middle of the garment. So what we did yesterday is we saw a very interesting, I thought, Mishnah Berurah Tesh Zayin, where the Chofetz Chaim said, brought down that, let's say you have a big talus, and again, what's considered big? So the Chofetz Chaim said, Pishnaim bekamaso, double your height. That'd be kind of big. See, now when you buy talesim, you call, and they ask what your height is, and then they have a size. You know, I remember in the old days you asked for a certain amount of inches. Don't do that anymore. I mean, they but you know, they have sizes. They say if you're from this size to this height to this, this is your size, right? I don't know. Like some people like shorter talisim, so I don't know what. But anyways, alafals. So so if it's double your size, so the Chofetz Chaim says sheni yachol lelav shua elayim kein kaflo. The only way you can wear it is if you fold it. Right, we fold ours anyways, but if it's double your size, that's like kind of big. So there, he says, "Yes, poskim to poltrim also legamrei minatzitz." Some poskim say it's completely not chayv in tzitzis. The ain't shame beged olav, because it doesn't have a classification, a designation of being called a beged. Now, if it's not a beged, so you don't have the garment, right? You can't have the. It's like you have the tzitzis floating in air. You know, you can't. So, but then we saw that the Taz and the Prima Gun come out that you should put on tzitzis on it, but don't make a bracha. Now, so that's what we did yesterday. So I wanted to take it a little further. So I saw brought down that they bring from the Bir Halacha later, and Tesvav, Sif Gimel, Dimar Maskel Talis. Let's go the other way. Let's say that you have this, again, Im Kol Narim Talis, and there's tzitzis on it. Now, what do you do? I'm not saying we're going to do it, or not saying we should do it, but let's say some people took it and cut it in half because somebody needed a talis, or maybe two people needed a talis. Or with that talus, maybe four people or five people needed a talus, right? So let's just cut it in half. Let's make it simple just for cheshbon reasons. So you have the Im Kol Narim talus. It had tzitzis on it. And you cut it in half. So now let's put vav together with hay, right? So now what would the halacha be?
Now it's a beged.
So now it's a beged. But that means, if you recall from hay, we had a halacha, a rule, tasav laminaso. You have to put the tzitzis on a garment, not the vice versa. Remember, we're going to talk about it again. So therefore, the Bir Halacha brings down that you have to take off. So now I have two pieces, right? Two parts. Took this Im Kol Narim talus and cut it in half. Let's say so I have to take off the two tzitzis that are my half because. According to this opinion, so when I put the tzitzis on, it wasn't a beged, it was potter. So therefore, I have to take those two off, put them back on, and then do the other two on the new corners. Again, you could put the two on the new corners also first, and you know, it doesn't really make a difference. But see, that's an interesting case because it brings hay and vav together. If you hold, that's not a beged because it's too big. That's not a beged. So then it'd be putter and tzitzis, but it has tzitzis. So again, that would be a great example. I can picture this happening, you know, like people saying, I am calling the Arim Talis, what do we need that for? You know, there's four or five people in the shul who don't have talisim. So, you know, get somebody to cut it, you know, somebody knows what they're doing. And then people have a mitzvah 354 days of the year instead of having him call the Arim Talis, you know. Right? Remember, anybody remember way back when they didn't have Im Kol Narim Talisim? And we just took a bunch of talesim and, you know, like put them all together. Good. So I could hear that chashman. Somebody fulfilling a mitzvah every day is more important than having a name call, right? What's the name call? Norm Talis, right? So then you'd have to take the tzitzis off and start all over again from new. So I thought that's interesting. Okay, now let's go back to the Mechaber. So now again, we got a big talis. We got a big talis. So what did the person do? Case number one in Vav was you folded it. I folded it, and I want to wear it as folded, right? Now again, it didn't have tzitzis on it. So now I'm going to fold it, and I'm going to put tzitzis on it as folded, right? The whole thing's together, you know, like. Answer is that doesn't work. Ella, now again, the Rama said you have to, well, let's look at the Rama actually. I don't know if we did that. Aval tzarech lahatil ba'arba knafet hapshutim. You have to put the tzitzis on the four corners as when it's unfurled, right? Now, the Machaber picks up. Ella im kein tafra kula. So let's go to case number two. Case number two in Vav is, I got this im kol narim talis, right? So what do I have to do if folding it won't help me, right? Now again, I don't have tzitzis on it. Folding it was not enough. So how about if I sewed it so it's folded over? In other words, I just didn't fold it, but I basted it, right? I stitched it.
Permanently,
sir? Oh, we'll see. So the Mechaber says, v'afilu meruach achas, even if it's from one side. In other words, I didn't stitch all four sides. I stitch one side. Oops. Even if it's from one side. And the Rama says, oops. V'yesh omrim, dechayavim afilu b'lo tefira, v'tov la'asos lo tzitzis avalo yivarkala. So let's go back to the Mechaber. So the Mechaber says, if you sewed it, even on just on one side, so then... So then that's okay. Then it's okay. Okay, so everybody got the case. I got this big im kol narim talis. Again, it doesn't have tzitzis on it, right? So it's just the garment, just the beged. If folding it over and wearing it folded, that's not good enough, right? It's too big. So now what we're going to do, we're going to get somebody to stitch it, right? To fold it over and stitch it. And even if they just stitch from one side, not all four, that would be good enough. Put tzitzis on it. Okay? Now, before we go further, so as I mentioned before, in the Mishnah Berurah Ches, the Chofetz Chaim said, well, wait a minute, because we had a halacha before that if you had, remember, you have a regular talis and you folded over the corners, remember? Just the corners, or maybe just one corner, and you stitched it, that it's still chayav and tzitzis. Right? So it seems to be a contradiction to what we're saying now. Because over there we said stitching doesn't help and still considered unfurled, and therefore it's a four-corner garment and I have to have tzitzis on it. And over here we're saying you got this big thing, right? So it's not usable as it is, so it's not a garment. If I fold it and then I stitch it, even just one side, that would be enough.
The corner and stitch it like this?
Right. It's still a four-cornered garment, even though you stitch it, and it's chayav and tzitzis. Right? But here we're saying that if you have a big garment and you folded it over and you stitched it, so then now it's a garment now, it's considered smaller. Seems to be a contradiction, right? Everybody got it? So back there, the Chofetz Chaim, and again in Ches, answers no, there's a difference. These are two different cases. Over there, you just stitched a small amount, just the corner. That small amount of stitching on a small area, it's probably going to come undone or you're going to undo it. Here we're talking about a big garment, and you sewed it. You stitched it. So that means you want it closed. So therefore, it's considered closed because you did it over a majority of the of the area. It's a beautiful answer. And again, it's not just a beautiful answer, it's a difference in a halacha. Now look at this Ramah. The Ramah says, V'yesh Arim, some say, Dechayavim betzitzit, Dechayavim. So some say, Afilu below tefira. Some say that this big Og Melech HaBashan piece garment, four-corner garment, is chayav and tzitzis even without stitching it. V'tov la'asas lo tzitzis, some say, and so therefore you should make tzitzis on it, avo lo yivarach alav, but don't make a bracha. Right? Now, the Chavetz Chaim in Mishmar Lamites says that Achronim find this Rama wondrous, Tomu. Like, because when you think about it, what good is it going to do not making a bracha on it? Right? You, according to the Rama, just folded it over, and then as folded, I put tzitzis on it. But then it could unfurl, and then where are you? In other words, the problem that we had originally when we started this halacha is a problem. In other words, so then you have. So where you have the tzitzis, you have the tzitzis in the middle of the garment. And even if it stays closed, but still, you're wearing a four-cornered garment with tzitzis that are wrong, which is usur, right? You're not allowed to wear a you're not allowed to wear a poncho without tzitzis on it, right? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah, that's what the Mishnah Berurah asks. He brings down, so therefore he says, you shouldn't do a double over garment, if it's a big garment, it's a big piece of material, swashable material, unless you sewed it, stitched it. But then he says something interesting. And he says, "Avafilu b'tfiras achavos." Even if you have wide, long stitches, right? Excuse me. So in other words, what I'm imagining is basting. Right? That's what basting is, not basting. Sorry for the pun. Not for, like basting a turkey, right? You know, the time of year. We're talking about, you know, like a basting stitch, you know? Like, again, sometimes when you get suits, you know, a new suit, it has, you know, the vents are closed. They have these big, I don't know why they do it on the shoulders. I haven't figured that one out yet. So, but again, even if they're wide stitches, so he says, Dekivan Shetafra Shuv Eino Asuy Lihif. Lihi pashet. Since you sewed it, it's not so quick to unstitch, right? Which is the opposite of what we said before, right? Before we said with the corner, if I just stitch over the corner, just doing a little piece and you're just, you know. So there, you know, like, why are you doing that? It looks weird, right? I don't know, that's not, you know, so you're probably going to undo it or it's going to get undone. Over here, totally different, right? I want to wear the talus. It's just too big. I can't wear it as it is now. Okay, so however I could do it to make it serviceable, make it usable, so that's what I'll do. And that's, so over here, so then again, so the Mishnah Berurah is coming out that the Achronim disagree with this Ramah. Actually, they don't even understand him. And so therefore, again, with a double over, so according to the Ramah, just fold it over. Chava says, no deal. And the Mishnah Berurah is coming out like those Achronim agree with the Mechaber, that just folding it would not be good enough. You need to do some type of stitching to minimize the length, the area of the talus to make it usable.
Can I ask a question on that? If it's folded over and we'll put tzitzis on it, then that's going to close the sides.
Yeah, but again, I don't think that's considered.
And then somebody demonstrates that they want it to be like that.
I was thinking about that. In other words, that's what I was alluding to when I said, you know, it's coming. But evidently, that's not enough. You have to do some type of action, like sewing, stitching, basting.
You're saying maybe that's where their mom's coming from.
Yeah. Maybe. Could be. Okay, let's go on to a third case. Now, this is a different case, but it's... Now, again, don't ask why somebody would do this. Again, as I always say, your problem is you're not a shul rabbi. You, as a shul rabbi, you see people doing stranger things than whatever. Hitel tzitzis al tzitzis. Let's say you put tzitzis on the tzitzis. So in other words, you have, I keep on forgetting to bring the towels here. Right? You have the tzitzis and it has, well, no, that's Mr. Sartos. Right? You have tzitzis. Right, here I go. Okay, we'll use one of Mr. Magid's, which he and his wife so graciously donated. So, right? So you have, right? Here's a corner. Where's the corner? Come on. Here's a corner, right? So you have tzitzis, right? Everything good, right? So you put another thing that tzitzis through here.
So now, tzitzis?
Or it doesn't have to be eight. It could be five, right?
Through the same hole.
Through the same hole. It becomes very holy.
Two sets.
Right. So you have two tzitzis in one place. In this kavan levatal harishonim, so if your intent when you put set number tzitzis number two through was to invalidate the first one. Oh, they're old, whatever. I don't know. You have nicer ones, thicker ones. I don't know, whatever. Chotech harishon, harishon ukshera. So then you could cut off the first ones, and then the talus is kosher. Right? Right now it's not kosher because it has five tzitzis on it. Like, what are you doing? Right. So that's why you have to get rid of one. Well, see, again, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah points out. Mishnah Berurah says you cut off the first ones, the old ones, and then it's kosher. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's specifically you have to cut off the first ones because the second ones are new. So if you cut that one off, like, why did you put it in there? It seemed to invalidate the first one. Then the first one's not there either, or considered not there. And then you don't. It's like you don't have tzitzis on one side. One part. V'imnis kavan lahosif, and if your intent why you slip the second one through the same place is to add to them, right? To add to them, you know, I like having afal pi shechatach achas mishnehen, even if you cut off one of them later, psula, the whole thing is puzzle. And the Rama then says, v'yesh makshirin b'chol inyan v'chein ikar. Some say that it's okay completely, and that's halacha. The kolim shechatach harishonim pasul v'chol inyan. But if again, when we say it's the Rama says kosher, that doesn't mean you have eight tzitzis, but rather you had to take off the original set, and then it would be okay. So again, we're running out of time, so we'll have to see what this Rama. We'll go into this Rama a little more, Emirat Hashem B'liner, tomorrow. And we'll also revisit T-shirt tzitzis. We're going to do that again. Okay? We'll talk about that. Again, nothing new. Okay, Mincha's in 10 minutes. And, Mincha's in 10 minutes. Oh, Rabbi Harris tonight, 8:15. Yes.